Thanks for listening to my Call of the Day podcast. You can hear my live radio program Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on SiriusXM Triumph 111. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Hi. So we're getting married in April. So I'm 34, Seth's 35, and we're getting married in April. And we're running into where the way that we knew our relationship with our parents, mostly me, the way I knew my relationship with my mom is changing. And I feel like this big event is, you know, creating some discord between us, let's say. And my,
I'm sorry, what do you mean your relationship with your mother is changing?
It just feels like the way she's approaching this, her ability to support me and her ability to make it about me feels like she's supportive, but not in the way I need her to support me, if that makes sense. It's what she's,
no, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. None of us gets supported exactly the way we want it from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's an unrealistic expectation.
Absolutely. And I think that the little girl inside,
no, that's your unreasonable expectation.
Yeah.
She's not going to be, unless you're a mama's girl, in which case put Seth on and I'm going to tell him not to marry you.
Right.
If you're a mama's girl, if he's going to have to deal with your relationship with your mother as part of his daily life, he should get away from you immediately.
I've always felt responsible for my mom in some weird way.
You are like, not responsible for your mom. Whether you felt it or so, legitimately, you're not.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to carry that sense of responsibility into your marriage, don't get married. You're going to make his life a nightmare of your emotional problems with your mother. That's not fair.
Right.
I'm serious.
It's not so much that I feel responsible. It's like I'm shedding that part of myself. You know, I feel that I need to.
Can we not talk about how you feel and use your brain?
Okay.
I don't want to talk about how you feel because feelings are all kinds of erratic, crazy stuff that have no IQ. You have a moral obligation to this man that you two become the priority to each other. Not your mother, not his mother. If one or the both of you can't do that, then you're not ready for marriage. Maybe not now, maybe not ever. That's very destructive when one or the other or both is emotionally tied in with unhealthy expectations going in two ways with a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to leave that world and create a new one with him.
Yeah.
And if your mother can't handle that, for whatever the unhealthy dynamic may have been between you and your mother, then she needs to go into counseling and you need to be his wife.
So recently, I've been noticing signs of her, like she's acting not well, like depressed, right? I've been noticing behavioral changes in her.
Is she married to your dad?
She's not. My dad passed when I was younger. And then she recently also was diagnosed with breast cancer and she's recovered, but I feel like she still hasn't dealt with the shock.
Okay.
Of,
you're not ready to get married.
Why is that?
Because your primary concern is still your mother, probably because your father died and she somehow made you responsible for her.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
Yeah, well, that's very unhealthy. I don't, again, we're not hearing about your feelings. We're using your brain.
Okay, deal. So the reason why I called, I guess, is to how to approach between now and April with as it relates to her.
You make an appointment with a counselor and you take her with you and you sit there and say, when Dad died, I became responsible for you in so many ways. that has to stop now, even if I weren't getting married, but especially because I am. So we're in counseling so this therapist can help us make that separation and have us have a healthier kind of relationship in which I do not feel or actually have you expect to be my priority.
I like that. Just cut to the chase kind of thing.
Absolutely. You don't have time to waste.
I know. That's how I'm feeling. Like April's coming.
Feeling. Make an appointment for next week.
Yeah. Okay. Deal. So you think it would be enough time to try to work it out? And so that by the time I get to the aisle.
I don't know, dear. It depends how tough you are, how manipulative your mother will be, and how good the therapist is.
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, let's do our best with what we got.
Deal. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good.
I'm so glad you took my call.
I'm happy to hear you say that. Thank you, Amanda. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Check out my social media on Facebook and Instagram. I post stories, photos, and videos 7 days a week and feature some of what you've sent me too. There's always something interesting going on there. You can find me at facebook.com/Dr. Laura and instagram.com/Dr. Laura Program.